Staying Alive with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
No, it's not. Not today. It's with Joel Rindelab. Close enough?
Whoa, whoa.
Now, please explain what your profession is, my friend.
Well, believe it or not, I am a scientist.
Ba-bum.
That's right. So most of the time, I'm worried about science. You know, because that's what I get paid to do. Specifically, though, I am very interested in air quality, environmental work. I want to know what you are breathing right now, where it came from, and what it's going to do to you.
Broadly speaking, about Auckland City.
Yeah.
How's our air quality?
Yeah, I've been there before. It's it's a little rough sometimes, like especially down in that, you know, the Queen Street area where you got all these buses coming, a lot of diesel exhaust, and not a whole lot of ventilation because you got these tall buildings that kind of hamper the airflow. So what you're breathing is actually increased amount of black carbon. So when you see these, you know, this soot and these black gross things coming out of the bus, you're breathing that in, and it's bad for you.
Okay.
There's also a lack of trees. That's kind of bad as well. Are they doing any work at all?
So, yeah, when we're talking air and air composition, there's a bunch of stuff going on here. Right?
That's why we didn't just wing this. We got you up.
So when we're talking trees, they love to eat up all that CO2, carbon dioxide. That's the big greenhouse gas that everyone's freaking out about, and rightfully so. But what I'm talking about are like little tiny particles, particulate matter.
Right. So actual, like, largely bigger than CO2.
Yeah. CO2 is going to be in the gas phase.
Yeah, right.
And then these particles are actually exactly that. They're little tiny, tiny pieces of dust or sand, or in this case, black carbon, they're so small that they're suspended in the air and they're not just falling out straight away from gravity.
Right.
I mean, what is the air largely composed of in regards to these little bits of rubbish?
That.
Right, because I heard it was quite a lot of it is actually like tires. Is that true or false?
That is partially true.
Right.
So what happens is these particles are generated from tires. You know, there's a lot of friction on the road.
Do a burnout.
Yeah, that happens. Not helping the air quality.
It must be terrible.
Yeah. It is pretty sweet, obviously. But no, not good for the air quality. And what that's going to do is generate a lot of like rubber and plastic type of particles. So those actually do exist. Plastics are everywhere. We found them on the top of the mountains to the abysses of the Arctic Ocean. They're like,
we
did it.
Yeah, nice one. Evidence.
Now, I commute to work along the Northwestern Cycleway, and I constantly think about the air quality and the effect that it might have on me, you know, because I'm a bit selfish when I'm riding my bike in to work. I mean, what's going to be some of the dangers that I face aside from like the physical ones of like falling off my bike? I mean, what's the invisible threat to me with the quality of the air along there?
Okay, so I like how you say you're being selfish by trying to not use fossil fuels.
Also, you're on your own bike by yourself, so it's kind of like, It's just you. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, you do have some things to worry about, specifically with car exhaust. Because anytime we have combustion processes, we're creating the smallest type of particle. Like the smallest ones, you can't even see them. And the smaller they are, the deeper they can get into your lungs and actually into your bloodstream. And then where does it go from your blood? Go straight to your heart, right? The oxygen, and then your heart pumps straight into your brain. So all three of those organs are boned.
Okay, and you obviously it doesn't result in some kind of superpower or anything. It's usually a negative effect.
No, so there's... All right, here's the scary stuff.
Yeah, give it to us.
Here's the scary stuff. Air quality or air pollution has been named by the World Health Organization as the number one environmental threat to human health out of everything out there.
Wow.
Kills more people globally than diabetes, car accidents, and smoking combined. And it's a risk factor for things like heart disease, lung cancer, strokes. And we're also finding out that since these particles are so small, they can get into your brain and they affect, you know, cognitive ability. People who live closer to major motorways, like as you would be on your bike, on the Northwestern, they actually are at increased risk for dementia.
Okay. Is it better off kind of riding if John's riding non-peak traffic times?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Sweet.
What? I mean, what's comparable?
He kind of is. So I'm just trying to make him feel a little bit better.
I mean, if I were to smoke and drive a car, would that be a better option than commuting on a bicycle?
That would be a worse option.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
Smoking creates a lot of particles, and if you haven't heard, it's kind of bad for you.
Okay.
100. Right. Okay. But, and when you say air quality, like, New Zealand's got to be pretty good compared to, like, your Hong Kongs and your California, really?
That's my Joker laugh, because...
The silver lining around the cloud is completely toxic, isn't it?
So you would think New Zealand is, you know, green, pristine... The dream.
Oh, I know that it isn't, but
yeah, but it's a little bit archaic in some senses, especially in home heating. Mm. So still burning a lot of wood, still burning a lot of coal. Mm-hmm. These combustion products are creating serious amounts of air pollution. In fact, in the South Island, like Central Otago, has some of the worst air pollution anywhere in the country in the winter
because of the wood fires.
Yeah.
And stuff. Wow. Far out.
So yeah, overall. We actually do have pretty good air quality because we're right next to the sea. We can get some fresh winds blowing things around.
And
that
we are
helps.
On an island, in a sense.
So that helps. Yeah, yeah. But like in the winter, in certain instances, like Auckland City has worse black carbon emissions than, you know, similar places overseas in Europe or North America.
Tell us about this contraption that you brought with us. You said that BFM's air quality was actually quite good. And, you know, that was just me and John in the room. I just want to state that we were in the room and the air quality was quite good. We've been here for a couple of hours.
High ratings of BO. But
no, you didn't say that.
That's harmless.
Right. Sort of. So I have brought with me a little particle counter.
The tools of the trade.
Yeah, I just turned it on. I don't know if you can hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Listen to it counting the particles.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at some of the particles that you can actually breathe. Some of the highest risk stuff. So I'm looking at 5 microns, 2.5 microns, and 0.3 microns. So just an idea of what a micron is, it is 1 million times smaller than a meter.
Okay. That's just all I have to say to that.
Yep. Yeah, so maybe like 100 times smaller than the width of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in the studio, it's looking fantastic. I don't know what you guys are doing in here, but it's working.
Just they got that sweet aircon. Thank you, University of Auckland.
Yeah, fresh filters, obviously. Right now we have about 4,000 particles at 0.3 microns. So these are the real tiny stuff that we're worried about from a health perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best I've seen on campus today.
Oh, wow.
What's some of the worst places that we would be surprised about that we would think that would be fresh and it's not?
That would be fresh and it's not.
The Otago one kind of surprised me, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of also with the geography and the mountains kind of keep everything stuck there. My most surprising thing was the first time I went to Dunedin in the winter and everyone was, you know, burning wood for warmth. And I walked down just a residential neighborhood and it was so smoky. It was like there was a forest fire or something happening.
Yeah.
And like, that's just not a sustainable way to live.
Mm. Now, despite all this doom and gloom, what are some of the things we can take, you know?
Do we just keep the masks on? Keep the COVID masks on?
I mean, there must be some steps we can take to improve the situation. What needs to happen on a local level and on a global level?
Well, in New Zealand, we need to move away from wood and coal burning for heat.
Mm-hmm.
We need better insulated houses. And we need better ways to keep warm.
Because
anytime we're burning anything, that's where we're creating these really, really tiny particles that are a health concern.
Our houses are so inefficient. They're so archaic. I mean, we've just got that new kind of law where landlords have to put stuff under the floor, you know, like at a minimum. It's like,
insulation,
fuck.
Yeah.
It's so tragic.
Yeah, I was saying to you off air that I spent a season living in Canada, and it was... about minus 15 degrees most of the time in winter.
That's life or death.
And house was warm the whole time. Didn't get cold. You know, it was just, you know, whether it was a construction thing or what the rules and regulations are around building over there, but they're obviously a bit tougher.
Yeah, I'm originally from Minnesota and, you know, same kind of cold as in Canada. And houses were warm, toasty. Like, you can't wait to go home and sit there. You don't even need to put on a fire or anything because it's just comfortable.
Yeah.
And here, pretty much the opposite happens. You come home maybe wet in the winter, and instead of drying off, you sit there in shame.
That's true. Now, tell us about the illicit drugs in the air in Auckland.
This must have been fascinating. You must have read a bio on the Raising the Bar Auckland website.
Yeah,
coming up.
We should cover off when you're actually speaking. 8 p.m. at Shadows Bar. When? I don't have the date there.
It is the 20th of April.
I believe that one's on 420 there.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
It's a free to attend, and there's actually a bunch of academics speaking at a whole raft of bars around Auckland. You can check it out at rtbevent.com or just Google Raising the Bar Auckland and you'll find it.
Is there a decent amount of 420 in the air or what?
Oh, I'm sure there will be that day. So we will very likely be doing
what could be in the air, though, in the way of drugs. I don't understand. Does it actually just keep lingering around in the air, like long after somebody's like puffed on something or whatever?
Yes.
Fuck, that's like how long? How long does it chill for?
I don't know if I can give you an exact time frame on that, but aerosol particles we know can stay in, you know, up in the air for, you know, hours to even days.
Wow. Yeah.
What sort of drugs do you find in the air if you're looking for drugs?
If you're looking for drugs,
and how do we harvest them?
These are all great questions that I will cover in detail at my Raising the Bar.
That's fair.
No, I can give you a little preview. So yes, one thing that we are interested in because we're science nerds is what we're breathing, and it turns out there are very small amounts of illicit substances in the air you're breathing in Central Auckland.
Trace amounts. We must be talking nothing that's gonna like.
No, you're not going to get high
yeah.
just standing in Auckland, usually. But yeah, just the typical drugs you would find in New Zealand, like nicotine, a lot of nicotine, obviously. Mm.
That annoys me. Where's the cleanest place? Where do I go for an air holiday? Apart from this room.
I was just going to say, this beautiful studio on the fourth floor.
Like far north kind of thing? If I just went straight up the Cape, must be pretty mint up there.
Yeah. Anywhere where you can
get away. No industrial shit.
Yeah, get away from people is the best thing you can possibly do.
Right on. Joe.
Okay.
Joe Rindenlob. I fucked up the second time, didn't I?
No, you're still golden over here. Cool. I'm just going to reiterate Raising the Bar Auckland. You can listen to any Auckland Uni science nerd you want. It doesn't have to be about air quality. If you find this interview boring, there are plenty of other options.
There's heaps. We're going to be chatting to a couple.
I reckon this is a great event. You know, like all really, really topical, interesting.
It is interesting to listen to people that are like zeroing in or zooming in and cleaning up a particular thing. You know, like it's quite rad.
You can head along for free, and provided you're over 18, enjoy a bar. A bar.
A spicy beverage.
A beer. Enjoy a bar. Enjoy a beer at a bar. There you go.
Where do people go to get tickets, ladies and gentlemen?
It's free.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah.
It's getting better and better. Brilliant.
The beer won't be free.
Shadows is pretty close.
Yeah, unless you're at Shadows. Then it's
which you are, Joe. Which you are.
Which I am. 8 p.m., 20th of April.
Brilliant.
Bringing it in hot.
Thanks so much for coming up and sharing your situation. It's very, very interesting.
Happy to waste your time.
Thanks, mate.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95 BFM.